morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have Lauren Gammel, who is the Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent. Hello, Miss Lauren.
Hello, how are you today?
I am just doing grand. What are we talking about today?
We are going to talk about the impact of some winter weather that we've experienced this week on our trees, gardens, and landscapes.
Okay, well, let's hear what you have to say.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I hope everyone stayed safe and warm this week. I know getting into work today, I saw a semi, like, falling over on the side of I-35, and I know it can be hard living in Kansas where any form of storm damage, whether that's, you know, the snow and ice we've had, wind, hail, flooding, it can just completely damage our properties, our cars, our land, and sometimes just our own safety. So I hope everyone was super safe this week and continues to be with all the weather and the negative weather we're going to have coming soon. And I wish I was an expert to talk on all of those topics about our properties, our cars, but I cannot claim to be an expert. So I'm going to talk to you about the impact of these storms, like I said, on trees, gardens, and landscapes. I know the snow and ice levels definitely depended on where you were, but I think I got about 8.25 inches of snow, and then when I attempted to go to church on Sunday morning, I was fighting at least 3 centimeters of ice on my windshield. So I know for sure that our lawns and gardens are fighting quite a bit of snow and ice damage this week. A little aside that I found funny when I was trying to find the snow accumulation on the Weather Channel app is that it actually gives you activity forecasts for the day, and one of them is gardening. And although I don't know what factors contribute to the scale they have for these activity forecasts, I can tell you that the outlook for gardening this week is poor every hour of every day for the next few weeks. So that's kind of a sad thing to look forward to in our January and February weather. But ability to garden or not, there's always things we can learn outside of getting into the dirt and doing hands-on work. So we're going to start with trees because they definitely are going to impact our safety and our homes and structure most significantly. I know the beautiful snow-covered trees and elegant icicles can be pretty typical of Kansas winters, but this week we may have harmed our trees a little bit more than usual just due to the sheer amount of ice and snow that we had just in a 24-hour period. When it comes to trees, if you're actually genuinely worried about something, please be sure to contact an arborist. They can tell you if tree integrity has been compromised, whether it's from a disease or from the snow and ice, and they can tell you if removal is necessary to prevent harm to your family. If you're worried about it, they can tell you if you're rightfully worried or if your tree is going to last a little longer. There's no need to cut down a tree if it's going to be okay. But you also don't want branches falling on your houses. So just, you know, it's always a good idea to call and ask. The trees that you want to look out for most are going to be certain elms, your silver maples, most conifers, and willows. Those are going to be ones with a little bit of a weaker wood fiber, so they're going to be more likely to break in this weather. And then also those evergreens are going to have increased surface area in the branches, and it's going to be able to hold on to more snow, hold on to more ice, making them a little heavier. When it's warm enough to get outside, I'm not saying go out at 8 a.m. this week, but definitely try to check on your trees. If you're worried about brittle branches, call an arborist for that assessment and then prune out any branches before they cause damage. Another tree issue we're going to see is sun scald. This is damage to younger trees, maybe ones you planted within the last year that you didn't wrap for the winter. This sun scald isn't going to show until spring or summertime, and it's going to be the bark on the south side of your tree dying, exposing the cambium of the tree, and that's just going to cause the tree to die, because once that cambium gets exposed to the sun and the environment, it's going to be pretty hard for the tree to live. Unfortunately, there's nothing you can really do about it now that we've already had this frost come through, but definitely keep your eyes peeled for that damage later in the year, because those trees will most likely need to be removed, and we don't want to, you know, waste money, waste time trying to save a tree that doesn't really have a future. When it comes to grass, we're going to definitely see some longer-term effects of heavy snowfall, but likely not all of them are bad, so that's something to look forward to. If you seeded your yard way too late this year, the snow and extreme low temperatures we're experiencing now are going to completely stall out that germination of the seed. I know we kind of, some people push back planting their lawns later this year just because we had a little bit of a warmer fall, but I'm hoping that no one planted it too late and that this won't be a problem. One of the benefits of snow on your lawn is that it can actually insulate the grass and keep moisture in during this dry time of the year. But that moisture can also cause the lawn to mold from too much moisture that promotes a fungus. So there's benefits and negatives there. The excessive ice is definitely going to be more damaging than the snow, because that snow can give us that insulation, but the ice can split the blades of the grass and kill off root system if it sits on your lawn for too long. Definitely keep an eye out for your lawn in the early springtime, and don't be too hard on yourself if you see some spotting. That could genuinely just be from this excessive snow and ice. Some spots died, and hopefully we'll be able to get them to bounce back up by the growing season. Similarly to grass, everything else in your landscape can be impacted in the same ways by snow and ice, with that root kill, with the attacking of blades, of plants, all that stuff's going to be the same. Frost can damage those perennial plants and shrubs that we have, and again, that deeper frost is going to kill off those roots, making it really hard for those plants to come back in the spring. We know that salt on the road can spread very quickly through cars and on our feet, and that salt can also hurt the plants. The salt we lay down, once it gets into our garden beds, into our perennials, and our grasses, that can actually be taken up by the plants, which is going to displace other important nutrients, causing them to die. Although it's pretty hard to avoid, I know I track that salt literally everywhere I go with me. Best thing you can do is just not, you know, bring salty boots trudging through your landscape if all possible, but again, it's hard to avoid. Another impact on our landscape is the cold's ability to damage irrigation systems. Sprinkler heads may break and expand due to the frozen ice on them, and other exposed pipes can freeze, expand, and burst. Again, it's not really much you can do about it now, unfortunately, but if you do experience this damage, please be sure to winterize your system before next year. And if you have any questions about that, definitely reach out to the Extension Service next year, and we'll help to get you in the right direction. I really do hope that some of you guys enjoyed this snowy weather and were able to get outside with your families, but we also understand that this weather can be damaging and frustrating and annoying. If you can't get on the road, you can't get to the grocery stores. But hopefully this weather won't impact our spring as much as we think it might. But in the spring, you see any problems like I talked about today or anything else you're worried about, just call the Extension office. We'll come out and take a look and find the root of the problems, that we're not getting rid of trees we need to keep, or vice versa, and we can just have beautiful lawns and gardens back in time for the summer.
Thank you, Lauren. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.